Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 8, with verses 5 through 8. For those who live according to the flesh are concerned with the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit with the things of the Spirit. The concern of the flesh is death, but the concern of the Spirit is life and peace. For the concern of the flesh is hostility toward God. It does not submit to the law of God, nor can it. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. When you live in the Spirit, you find abundance in all things, where God will anoint you to share His good news without worry or fright, seeking not your own will, but asking God first for everything we seek and everything we think or do. To find an understanding with God is to practice what we sow by seeking the Word of God in a methodical, habitual routine. Each day, where Scripture leads you in charity that finds its way to you by His holy will. Once we exercise this daily, we find reasons to pray constantly as our Lord instructed us, to be in the midst of mundane routines we must complete, or the joy of seeing your children become His feature, His future, His freedom. Amen? Here, we find not death in the flesh, but love, faith, and hope in the Spirit, freed. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children alive, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who've said that we would pray for. We always pray for those who are taking their last breath as they seek your peace, Lord. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am the poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life. It's Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in verses 5 through 8. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing in some areas. It's titled, God Hostility is Flesh Concern. Flesh concern, flesh lived. Spirit concerned, spirit lived. Death is flesh, peace life in spirit. God hostility is flesh concerned, lived in it. Law submit not, God you forgot. God pleased, stop. In flesh, you will rot. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 5th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 7:11 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us on my race number morning of 7:11. Have an awesome day today in the Lord as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome Sunday in the Lord. Get out and see your preachers. And have a day of the Spirit. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. If you're still hanging out with us, then you know our impromptu time is up. We come and speak in rhyme without offering a cup. We're not looking for payment or anything due. We're seeking the Lord in Jesus. That's eternal life for me and you. Amen. I always say hello to my good friends John and Marie. We don't get a chance to see them that often. I know that they just enjoyed seeing their daughter being married on Saturday, I believe. So we pray for those vows that have been taken and pray for the success and the love that God has in the hearts of these two people. All right, John and Marie, may God bless Hannah and Christian as we continue to lift them two up. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us today. God bless you. As we close, about 6:09 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silent name of Jesus. That says so much. Jesus.